All right. So the question we're taking up now is going to be the question of the location of the sercha if it's not on which part?
The two small loads.
Good. Well, there's more than two, but anyway, on the smaller loads. Okay. Because all the Gemara says is hani tarti uni, which all the Gemara says is that there's two. Okay. The Gemara only mentions two. Only mentions the small loads, right? So if I have a sercha, if I have the connective tissue attachment between the two small lobes, then the whole question of kesidron, low kesidron applies, right?
Because okay, that well, far away from each other, the small
if, well, does, well, if the lobes are far away, the small lobes, these guys, if it goes from, let's say, here to here, that's far away.
Yeah.
But if it goes from here to here, that's considered close.
Right away.
Let's say one on top of here, between the two, okay?
Okay.
I know this sounds like such a minimal, like, nuanced detail, but it's actually a cool svara once you get into it, all right? Next sugya we're going to take up, that this is just an introduction to the real sugya we're going to take up, which is going to be the lung attached to something other than lung. Okay, we'll get to that. First, we have to understand within the lung, and then we're going to move to outside the lung. There you go. Beautiful. Okay, so, Rashi, okay? Kapil, read today. I want because take up from where it says in the Rashi. So Rashi on Heiner of Isayu, you guys see that on Mem Vav Amabez, where it starts. It says Vishalti, right? No, I'm sorry. Una Srucha Beuma. Go. It's okay in that Rashi. It's the second line of the Rashi.
It's on the handout.
Yeah. Una Srucha Beuma.
Una Srucha Beuma.
Etzla. So what's the case?
Una is attached to Uma, big lobe attached to small lobe, and they're next to each other.
Okay, so let's keep our facts straight. Again, so you have, do I have to draw this on the board? I mean, you have the big lobe and small lobe, right? So what happened here? The big lobe, right? The sircha comes from the big lobe attached to the small lobe. Okay, I don't care if you call it Rashi Tosfos. The point is that it's not within the small lobes. It's from the big lobe to the small lobe.
Is there like a bigger distance?
No.
Really?
So what would you say at this point, before you look at what Rashi says?
There's no difference.
Meaning, right, okay, good. Meaning what?
I mean, the reason that we're allowed, why it's allowed to have the attachment between the two lobes is close and strong.
Good.
There's no
yes.
difference
yes.
in distance.
Right. Good, Akiva's right. In other words, why would you ever assume in a million years there's a problem of the big lobe? All I should say is one thing. Is it kesidron or low kesidron? Who cares which lobe it's attached to? At the end of the day, all I care about is one thing, right? The fact is that are they in close proximity to each other? So if the attachment...
Why is that
you need something external to the case to tell you why it should be something different. If I just had this Gemara in front of me and nothing else, before you read Rashi, I would say, why should there be a problem? Why should there be a problem? No, I know, but who cares? What's the difference if it's in a big part or a small part?
Why
would we more so? All right, so Maisa Bala Yadi. Okay, so now, this is one thing you're going to like. One thing that's interesting about Treifas is there's a lot of these Maisa Bala Yadi things where like someone came along and said, oh, here, look at this lung. Now what? Okay? No, it's an amazing thing, by the way. There's a lot of like, it's astonishing how the Rishonim take this up. It's like the Gemara only gives you like the chapter heads, so to speak, and then the Rishonim actually fill in a lot of these cases, and it's whatever. It's just, to me, it's astonishing. I guess you guys don't appreciate it, but go on. Okay, Vishalti. Right, so what happened? So he asked this guy, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Rabbi Yakar, and what'd he say? Enjoy it, right? Meaning, if there's a sircha here, right, if there's a sircha on the big lobe to the small lobe, enjoy it. Have fun. No problem. Okay? The? It's such a verbose Rashi. So Rashi tells you, and he said, and some people say, this is Asar. And you know what he's proceeded to do? Right, he proceeded to explain the reasons why. Why does Rashi have to tell us this? I have no idea.
When's he having a large
what? Strawman, right. Exactly. Right. Okay, so go on.
Strawman,
yeah. Go. Ha'os and Omrim.
Ha'os and Omrim.
Stop. What does that mean? You gotta go slow here. What does it mean?
Rava only mentioned here for the ona.
Okay. So okay, right. Because what's the whole issue here? What's the whole issue by the lung? What are we worried about? No, you're getting too fancy. Before you get to that, what are we worried about? A hole. Okay. So we're always concerned that there's a hole in the lung, right? So nekev. We're always concerned about that, right? Our concern is always a hole in the lung. That is our primary concern. So what's he saying? He's saying that since our concern is always a nekev, when I see a sirach on here, what do I see? A nekev, right? When I see a sirach on here, what do I see?
It depends.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but it would depend. But here, because we're starting off with the chazaka, there's a nekev, he's going to be machmir on the bigger lobe. Why?
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Okay, go on. In other words, he's saying, his starting point is to say that nekev exists. The problem is we're trying to determine if there's a nekev or not. There's a hole, okay? So he says, when I see the big lung, and I see a sirach on there, there's a hole there. Here, he's saying, for some reason, maybe there's not a hole. In other words, like this. In other words, okay. In other words, no, I'll tell you the reason why. There's two ways. Let's just get our new approaches down. Just not the star approaches, but just you gotta line up the facts properly. There's two logical approaches you could take when you see the sirach here. Okay? Do you, in general, when you see a sirach, do you say that sirach by definition is a suffix, right? Could be there's a nekev there, could be not, right? Or do you say no? I assume there's a nekev there, right? I assume, and sirach is going to get me out of the problem. You understand what I mean? What? That's going to be the issue. Then, if it's far away, then we say that doesn't help. Then it was healed. But you understand there's a huge difference between them. Well, you'll see in a second. But there's a huge difference. According to both. Both. Yeah, they're both going to say that. I don't care whether it's extension neck and extension of lung. But I'm saying it's a critical difference. If you don't understand that difference, you'll never get this far. The difference is it's a very subtle but critical difference. The difference is that, do you say that when I see a sircha, right? So I'm not sure what the situation is, right? I don't know. And now you can play around sidron and flow sidron. Or you say, no, there's a nekev, right? There's a whole issue here, H-O-L-E, right? And because of that issue, now I need something to get me out of the fact that it's a nekev. I need something to get me out of that. That's the uni. But if I see it on here, it's a nekev.
But as long as it doesn't make any bubbles, then it's going
to. Who said anything about bubbles?
Oh,
who's it? Did the Gemara mention that?
We're talking about...
Coming up.
Prior to Bedika.
Around the corner. Oh, yeah, you're going to love it. The bubble stuff is cool.
This is prior to Bedika.
Prior to Bedika. Well, no, obviously it's not prior because you're doing a Bedika on it. You didn't do the bubble method. You were just looking at it.
Oh.
Okay? Save bubbles for a second. We're going to get... What? Yeah, so why would you hold it's butter? Plug that in now at this point. Rashi says, you guys, when it comes to reading Rashi, you got to go slow. The first thing Rashi tells you is, we had a question, right? I said, why would you ever assume this is a problem? Why would you assume the bigger lobe is a problem to begin with? What gives you the right to make that assumption? Okay. So Rashi gives it away in a very subtle manner, but Rashi tells you, because why would you say it's usher? Because he says, Hare nekev yesh, because there's a nekev here. When he says nekev, he means, either way, there's a nekev to deal with. The only question is that do we say I have enough variables to remove the chashash nekev? And that would be only in the una does that exist. Not by the big lobe. Why? I don't know. That's a good question. But for now, that's what he's trying to do. There's a big difference between saying that and the way Rashi would learn saying it's mutter to say that, oh no, it's all suffix. And therefore, kisidron tells you it's kosher and lo kisidron tells you it's treif. Does anyone not understand that? That's a very critical point. I know he's going to say it's what? The Gemara says what? The Gemara tells us that if I see a connective tissue attachment, right? If the lobes are near each other, it's kosher. And if they're far away, they're treif, right? And before Rashi comes along, if I see uni, you know what I think to myself? Lung lobes, right? I don't start getting into small, big. I say lobes of lung, this, right? And this. It's irrelevant which one, okay? But then Rashi says, when he asked his Rebbe, or this guy, the guy said, no, it would be Usser, if it's on the big one, right? And then if it's Kesidron on the small one, then it's Mutter, okay? So the question is, but why would you say that? Why would you even enter into the realm of assuming that? Why don't you say, It's kasidra and lo kasidra, and that should be the ultimate barometer. Why do we care about this? Okay. In order to care about this, you have to make one step. You have to say that, and that's what he says. He says, Hare nekev yesh. What does Hare nekev yesh mean? It means that when I see a sircha, I don't see a question mark. You know what I see? I see a hole. Now the only question is that, is there some other external variable, something I can hang my chashash remover on, my concern remover on, to get me out of the problem of nekev? Okay? On a big part, on a big lobe, that doesn't exist. On a small lobe, it does. What? That's a good question. That's what you have to define. That's going to be the question. That's exactly what you have to define. You understand? That's such a critical point. I'm telling you. You'll see. If you don't make this move, then it sounds like a big factual debate. You keep saying that. Yes. At the end of the day, we don't know where Rashi holds at this point. Why are you nervous about it? He's bored with us. Okay, go on. Right, wait a second. So now that's his other point. He's saying, well, one second. So if you're going to say the nekev's the issue, now what's his, that? But that's not enough evidence. What else does he say? Well, it's funny because the Gemara says Hani Tarti Umi, but never says the word. No, it says nekev Umi Uma Umi. It never says big lobe. It only says small lobe. You guys buy that? I mean, I'm just saying that's not like that compelling. I mean, he works so hard to justify that opinion. But that's like the biggest deal in the world, yeah. Right. In other words, if I see uni, I would say it means lobes. I wouldn't start thinking small versus big. Right. Okay? Okay. Okay. That's a good analogy. Okay. Of course not. Go on. No. Right there. Bahadra Bari. Okay? What do you call it? So now, what's he saying? He's saying, by Umi, we don't say this. Why? Because the Uni is what? Okay, so there's another thing you guys obviously don't know, but it's not your fault for not knowing this one. All right, so I didn't copy this picture for you. I apologize. Okay, you have to, there's a picture in Michael in this Gemara here that really is going to be the next case we're actually going to do. But you have to understand, you know what? I'm going to draw it. Please forgive me. Okay. Yeah. That's the picture. You have to explain. I'll show you what I mean. Okay. Okay. So look, take this. Let's take this for a second. Okay. Take this picture here. Okay. The picture of the lung. Okay. Now, you got to remember the animal's not standing up like this. What does the lung really look like? This. Right. Oh, like this. Yeah. Okay. Yes, he's right. I'm saying, but at the very least, it's not vertical. It's going to be horizontal. Okay? Now, if you look at the animal, if you start taking sagittal cuts, get these terms down, by the way. It's transverse sagittal. Okay? You start getting cutting. What? No, it's English. And we know, of course, you don't know what that case means yet, but you'll see soon. And uni, now, this is already a preview to the next case, okay? Look, guys, look at the board for a second. If I'm looking at the animal, let's say an aerial view, okay? Bird's eye view, all right? So now, when you see the animal like this, okay? All right, which is really cool, actually. And this is actually the wall animal. It's like the actual wall, like, right? The ribs will be here. Okay? Now, what happens, which is a really cool thing that happens, this is a big case we're going to be in for like a month. Right? But this is why I did this as an intro to get to that case. That's why we're doing this Rashi. And also, what? No, there's an arrow view. Yeah, I'm going to show you why. Now, bird's eye view. I'll show you why. Because let's say a hole forms in the small part of the lung. You know what can happen to heal it?
There's the wall.
Right. Oh, amazing thing. This. Oh, we will see. What? Oh, that's what we're going to get into. Okay? What happens here, there's an attachment. Now, when is... Now, this only works in which case?
When it's a small...
When it's closed by an uni. Is that going to happen here?
No.
And if I asked you if there was some sort of attachment here, okay, come on, you should know the way to answer this.
It'll be flimsy.
Exactly. It'll be a crappy attachment. And what's going to happen?
Why?
Because in general, the attachments that come from, you'll see later on, see, attachments that are long distance from there are flimsier. Because this is 1 inch and this is 1 mile. That's why. Whatever. I don't know. It's the distance. One second. You tell, one second. Don't you want to be an engineer? My friend, if you build a bridge, right, the longer the bridge is without spans underneath it, the flimsier it gets.
Do we know that that's longer than the wall?
We do. Yeah, because you know why? The wall is further away.
The thing is bigger. You've got to exaggerate the picture. You've got to exaggerate the picture. It only goes outwards because the thing is bigger.
Is that better? Tell me what I need to do to make it.
Because he said no, it's flimsier there. I'm saying
it is.
Know anything
that we just know it's flimsier there. That we know. Okay.
We're gonna see skid over and rip off the entire top of the animal. Right?
Flimsy. Okay.
Good word.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, so what?
You have a nice picture of us. Flimsy
circle. Oh yeah, but that's because they stretch it off the thing.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Koppel. So what does he say?
Yeah, Tom Mori.
Well, hold on, I lost. V'tam Mori lo matzina umu gemara, right? V'lo Rav lo amar taima mishum avira. Okay, Rav perish taima mishum the hinder of Isayu klomer kach hein gedilos zu imzu they misparko zu mizu hilkach loshna uni v'loshna uma. But the easy answer, that's all you have to do in Rashi. The easy answer is what? Right, no, it's exactly. No, it's, who cares? Like, that's basically Rava didn't have to say in Uma. You know why? Because in Uma and Una are the same thing. Okay, fine. I don't care about the number. That's a good question. Okay, but at the end of the day, the fact that Rava says Uni is not such a big kasha because he's just referring to lungs. Right, that's it. Okay. Because it's the same way. If I told you, I'm talking about the heart. Okay, hold on. I don't want to dig a hole for myself yet. Give me a second. Because I don't want to give any of this far. Okay, fine. That's a good question.
Okay, fine.
You know what? Fine. Good question. So why did he? He could have said what?
Is there a word for lobe?
Uni.
Is there a broader word for lobe?
That's the question. It doesn't appear that way. See, the Gemara never mentions, that's the other thing. Could be, right. What I was going to say now is that it's the colloquial term that they use to describe the lobe. That would appear that way. That's what Rashi's implying, okay? Okay. I know it sounds like a very semantic issue, but there is a big svar here. All right, go on. Now, okay, so now go to Tosfos. Rhea. Everyone calls it Rhea. All right, go on. So now look at Tosfos now.
Yeah.
All right, look at Tosfos. So Tosfos picks up on this issue. Yeah. I knew you were going to do that too. Rabbeinu Tam's statement is so astonishing because he's so convinced that Rashi's wrong. To the point where it's one thing to say, listen, you have your svara, I have my svara. But he says, if you told someone, when you show them a lung, and there's a sircha from that big lobe, and you told them they're eating, that they can eat this, you're telling them to eat trefus. It'd be like me telling you, go to McDonald's and enjoy. Okay, I'm not saying, it's not a perfect analogy. But, no, Trump fries aren't part of trefus.
Big Mac.
There you go. But that's not a problem. Bus follow. Whatever. The point is that it's you're telling him that this is basically a trick. Okay. How could he do that? So Rabbeinu Tam's question is a great question. Okay. How could he's so confident about his position? But why? Go on, Ezra. Why? Why so confident? Aleha. So an Uma doesn't have it. Now again, he's being halachic. And Uma is different than an Una. They're two different halachic things.
Okay,
Shiva, Nibayale.
Right. So why do you only say five? Because they, when they talk about unis, you know what they talk about? Five. And it turns out, how many mini lobes are there? Five. So why didn't he say seven? He should have said seven. There's two big ones and five small ones. It does, doesn't it? And yet?
No, it's not. I don't think so.
Keep going. Who knows? It's not part of the unos. That's why they call it Uma. It's not an una. It's not part of the cat. That's the thing he's giving it away. He's saying it's not part of the category. It's a different entity. It's a different entity. But isn't it all part of the lung? All right, go on. Oh, that's the most important words that Tosa says, which I know everyone here picked up on, right? Shezehu, what? Iker Hareya. What does that mean? No, no, that's not what it means. You're giving a function. What? Right. The fundamental part of the lung is the uma.
Yeah, why? Because it doesn't breathe.
Who cares? What? I don't care why. Maybe it's true. Okay? So now Tosus is really, he's literally giving you away his svara. He's saying, what makes the uma different than the una? The uma is the ikar rea, and the una is not. So what? I'm saying, and why does that therefore mean the circle is not, is a nekev? Okay, go on. Fine, okay. And then the rest of the Tosos, is interesting because he goes to all different shitas, who holds what, fine. But he gave away his svar already. So I ask you, that's it. What's the machlokas here? So what are they arguing about? Because Rashi says, what? Okay. Well, I mean, who does a bird, who's the issue lies with who?
Rashi, not Rashi.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Why?
Five.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's a good kasha, but I'm just saying conceptually. Forget the kasha. Conceptually, who makes more sense on the surface?
Of course.
I want to know who makes more sense. To say that...
So far, well, it's back and forth. So far, it's all...
Why? I don't have a problem with you saying that. I just want to know why. Okay, fine. But let's ignore the proof for a second. Because they're throwing proofs at each other, right? Let's take all the proofs out of the picture, okay? Oh, it was, fine. But Rashi's got an answer. I'm not worried about that. What I want to know is that when I see, when Rava says Tarti Uni, what does he mean? Does he mean any lobe of the lung? And therefore, we're very makel when it comes to tzirchas? Or does he mean only the small part, but not the big part? And why not the big part? Because the big part... Yeah. Say, pick a side. One of those is going to make more sense to your brain. Really? Why? Why would you separate? I'm just being honest. I'm not, it's not an attack. I just want to know. Why would you say the bigger one should be treated differently? And don't just say because it's Ikarea. What does that mean? Well, okay, but let me ask you a question. If I show you this picture here. Wait, look at this picture. Without the labels on this, right? What would you see differently here? I see lobes. What? So they're smaller. Great, so they're smaller. Okay, thank you. I mean, that's what I think. Okay.
There's small unos and there's big unos. And the big unos are bigger than the small unos.
Right, exactly. Notice what I see is I see smaller lobes and bigger lobes, and that's it. Right? That's all I see. I see small lobes and big lobes. They're lobes. You all partake of lobeness. Right? They all partake of lobeness. So what do I care?
I don't even care about the lobeness.
Why not? I love lobeness. Well, why don't you care about the lobeness?
No, I care about whether the
circle wants to. You're right. Kisidron, low kisidron. That's all you should ever care about. All you should ever care about is proximity.
It doesn't matter if it's a lobe or not. Who cares about the size of the lobe?
But if we're in a lobe, then you have to locate the nekev somewhere. Right, no, I know what you're really trying to say. Kol b'seder? Baruch Hashem. Ken, beta. All right, no.
If one lobe has a hole, I don't really care what it's specific to, as long as that hole
is. Okay, good. You're making a point. Okay, you have to take one more step, because there's a way that Rashi looks at the lobes. It's very easy. You're getting there. But okay, fine. But now go to Tosos. What's Tosos saying? Why do we say? That's what I mean, Rabbeinu Tam. That's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
He seems to actually care about.
Why? Why? You do. What? Why? Why? You're right. Okay, I agree. But he can't just do that. But he did. But I want to know why. Why is he? What is he? He looks at the lung differently. Yeah. Pay attention.
Okay, I thought you were
going to
watch.
No, no.
Just like the whole CFR, and insofar as it is an echo itself, there's a structural, for the non-constitutional one, the structural deficiency. So it's like an echo, and it's a little bit damaged. So this one's not a structural deficiency, it's a functional deficiency. It's taking the one that has the more utility, and it's really, it's by connecting to the other ones, redefining the lower utility. That's a functional deficiency.
Okay, fine. But let me ask you this. But why wouldn't he be mocking them by the smaller lobes? That's what you have to answer. What?
They already have the utility.
What utility? They're still
secondary breathing.
Are they part of the rhea? Oh, I don't know where you get that from. Who cares about the breathing? I know, but okay, because you're thinking again, you're getting caught in the biological
issue.
Think abstractly, Icar. It's the Icar rhea. So what are the small unos then?
Secondary.
Which means what?
They're naked in the lung itself. In the other case, not naked in the lung.
What do you mean?
In the uno.
Oh. Okay, say that again. Jarvis said good.
What did he say?
Jarvis making the right step.
Jarvis,
say it. It was good speaking out.
We're talking, we did say neck of in the case of the vertebral lobe. We're talking about that there's actually a neck of in the lung itself. In the uno, so there's no neck of in the lung itself. In itself. There's a neck of in the uno.
The uno's the small ones. Oh, okay, good. So that's a good response.
We don't care about it as a neck of in the lung. We care about it as a neck of in the lung.
Oh, the
neck
is not part of the lung?
That's right.
But we still care about
it as a neck of
the lung.
That's the right step to make. Wait, hold on. Both Rafi and Sphere are making good steps. Okay? Rafi's saying that all Rafi sees when he sees a lung, according to Rashi, is unos.
Yes.
Okay? 1 second. Sphere's saying, yeah, but 1 second. But if you're going to say there's a sircha on the umma, we're going to treat it differently. There must be something. When he says ikareya, what he really is saying is that's lung. But then Tucker would say, but if that's true, then there should be no problem with the sirch on the una.
Right,
not at all.
Why don't you say ikareya as a whole in another organ?
So how do you answer that?
Why don't you say it's a whole in another organ?
Because it's treated as a whole in the rea. Everyone, it's still part. Yeah.
The uno is the ikareya?
No, the umma. Of course it's the umma. Because if the uno was, then if. What? No, it's the umos. Umos. I know. I made that mistake a lot when I was preparing this. Yeah.
You said it's whether the hole is in the lung or in the unos.
That's what I want to know. But he's making that's a good step.
You
tell me. Because from a tissue standpoint, if I'm a biologist, is there any difference between the two? No, these two are the umos. But to Rashi, what would Rashi say? There's umos and unos. That's it. There's five. Yeah, there's lobes. I agree. Why? You're not explaining why.
No.
Not in this year. That won't work in this year. What? I don't know about that. I know. You don't need to know that case. You don't need to know that case.
It's a similar idea.
No, you're doing good. Now you're getting off the reservation. No, stay in the reservation. Stay in the reservation. What? No. What are you saying? Yeah, okay, but I think he's making the right step. In other words, okay, if you're going to say Ikareya, right? So you got to say that somehow Tosa is saying this thing is different, right? But that is the essential Rea. That's the essential Rea. But if that's true, then why are the Unos a problem? So what are the Unos in relation to the... you're right. But if it's just accidental, though, I don't know if that's the right term to use. I'm not saying you're...
Oh, they're an enhancer to the lung. It doesn't make up the... What makes the lung are the umos, but the umos are the other part of the same system that helps the umos to
show. Let me draw it like this, okay? I think if I draw it this way, you'll kind of understand what I'm saying. Okay, let's pretend for a second. Guys, look. Let's pretend for a second this is the lung. I know it's not a lung, but let's say that's the lung, okay? All right. Actually, you know, I have a better example. Let's say, I just love it right now. Let's say I have a cake. Okay. I have a cake. All right. What? Bird's eye view. Oh no, actually, more of a sag, like a cut view. Okay, I'm looking at it this way. Okay. And now, let's say I make the cake as follows. I make it like this, and then what I do is. Okay. Now the question is,
What is that? This is a cake.
These are okay. So the question: this is also brass cake, knuckles. Meaning that
the cake is stuck on the cake.
Okay.
Little
1 second.
Cakes on big cakes.
Oh. Okay, 1 second. No, actually, Akiva's actually saying good. Actually 1 second. So this is cake, and these are three cakes. Okay? What? I know.
It's like a cake with little cupcakes.
Okay, 1 second. So one way to look at it is to say what? Is to say that it's what? It's basically, it's one cake that has what?
Cupcakes.
What? Cupcakes. It has smaller cakes and bigger cakes, right? Or what's the other way to look at it? Okay. Meaning that this is the cake, and what are these?
Extensions of the cake.
Meaning that they're small pieces of cake, right? That happen to be attached to this cake. Okay, that's what Tosus is saying. Tosus is saying that this is the ikareya. This is the rea. But you know what the unos are? They're pieces of lung. They lack the shame, the quality of being a full lobe. Pieces. They're pieces of lung. Right. What's the region in Uman and Una in Tosos' world? An Uma is a complete lobe. So well, hold on a second. An Uma is a complete lobe. And what's an Una? It's pieces of lobe. Ah, but it's still lung. It's still lung tissue. It's just that it's pieces of lung. Oh, so that's the thing. So that's why he said, that's why it's a kula. See, again, build it off what I said before. If you say that this is, that there's a chazaka, there's a nekef here. There is a hole, right? So what does Tosos say? Tosos says the chiddush is like this. Of course, we assume there's a hole in the lung when we see a neck, a sircha. The only thing is that it's only if we're dealing with the entity of lung. But the question is, if I have a piece of lung, okay, that's how he treats those small lobes, as pieces of lung. The question is, there, do I necessarily say there's a neck of? And they would say no. They would say, it depends on cassidra and low cassidra.
They don't seem to be any less lung than the two.
Now we're going to switch to Mem Ches Amud Aleph and now get into the real sugya I wanted to do all along. This is the main sugya, okay?
Okay.
Okay, on the two dots. Amar Rav Yosef.
Rav Yosef bar min Yomi. Amar Rav Nachman. Ria. Oh.
It's on the top. Third line.
Ria Hatzmucha. Is this not in here?
No, it's not in there yet. Okay. I'm going to bring the source in tomorrow.
Ria Hatzmucha.
I just want to start this now.
Ria Hatzmucha Ledofen.
Okay. So what does that mean? Okay, the lung is close to the wall. Now, what do we mean the lung close to the wall? What?
Una.
Yeah, okay, these are all going to be unos here. Good, very good, 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 good. Okay, but this is the... But this, what? What?
Hashem lung.
Okay.
In
what does in choshin lung mean? I have some great pictures for you for tomorrow. If you see that... Okay, now why would that happen? Why would that happen?
Because
how do you know that?
This is a strong attachment.
Okay, no, very good. Okay, so what happens? So, you know what happens when animals? What happens when animals are in the pasture? Okay.
They
get kicked. Okay, and when they get kicked, you know what happens? They get injured. Okay, and we don't like injuries because when we have an injury, what can happen to the animal as a result? It can die. Okay. Okay. Now, in this animal, in this situation, what happened? Well, we assume I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. We assume that. Well, a hole emerged in the lung, we think. Something happened to the lung, right? And whatever happened, the reaction of the body to this problem of the cow was to attach it to the wall, okay? So the cow, in some sense, and this happens. Okay, now, does it really happen in humans? Well, not really, because if I break my bone, I'm not worried about my muscle growing into the bone part. Okay, but if it happens to be in cows, this can happen. Where the lung can become attached to the wall.
Why is that? That's not gonna happen here.
Oh, hold on. Muscle. Okay, just wait. Just wait. Wait. Go on. Now, however. No. I said however.
Why did we describe how it happened?
You'll see.
It's the same kind of hole as any other kiss.
No, it's not.
No.
You'll see why.
So what happens if you already had it before and then you kicked it? So cause it.
We don't know. Slow. You'll see.
It's a hole on the
window? There's no hole. There's no hole here.
There was a hole?
That's, you'll see. We think there was a hole. All it says is that this is attached to the wall. Okay? Now, do lungs normally attach to the wall of an animal? They don't. Okay? Not normal. That's key, by the way. Seriously. This is an abnormal case. You don't normally, after you shock the animal and you start peeling it apart,
unless
when you look inside... No, unless there, you'll see. Just wait. In general, how would that happen? You have to, if you push the two parts together, over time, there'll be some sort of attachment, okay? Sometimes this will happen. Sometimes what will you see, there's another possibility. Like,
you gotta extend the tail.
Right, but there's another possibility. Sometimes, you know what can happen? You can have a little sirfa, okay? So either it could be actually be physically attached, or you have like a little sirfa. Is it?
What's the difference between a physical, yeah, what?
Is it
a physical attachment?
I'm saying there's two kinds of attachments. Is the lung itself attached to the wall?
So when we say it's attached to the wall, we mean it's actually like on the wall?
Yes.
How? It's just a sirfa chain lung.
What?
Sticking to the wall. Chain
maybe. We're going to find out. What?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, now. Ein choshen la.
What?
No.
Ein choshen la. Ha'ilta.
Ha'elsa smachem.
Smachem choshen.
Khoshimba. Okay, what if smachim? Anyone take a shot at that?
Hosa is a lung.
Are they plants?
Need more colors. No. You're right. I mean, good use of the term, but no.
Have
what?
You have more colors. I'm going to put in the box.
Ribs.
Is it here? Yeah.
No. What if smachim? Anyone take a shot at that? Mine. What do you call it? Dr. Greenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ask you. You're a physician. Right? So let me ask you a question. Okay? Sometimes when you get an injury, okay? An injury.
Yeah.
Okay. So what can develop?
Hematoma.
Close.
Fluid.
Not scar, but you're on the right track.
So, healing tissue.
Healing ulcerations. Okay? Healing ulcerations. Okay? So what happens is that, let's say, I open up the animal. Okay? Again, we're talking about this little tiny area here. And you know what I see at the point of attachment?
Healing ulcerations.
I see these healing ulcerations. Smacha. All right? You see that also by Bava Kama in cases of injuring a person. Like if you put a guy wrapped a band-aid too tight around his wounds and it develops like a residual infection. So these are like little pustules of infection. Okay? That are here. Okay? Ulcerations.
Yeah.
Infections. Right? And if I pop them, what will come out?
Pus.
Get used to that. A lot of pus cases. Okay? Yeah, so, if I see that, what do we say? Koshinla. What does choshenla here mean?
No worries.
No. We are choshesh, which means it's what?
Oh, we're worried.
And therefore it's what? Treif.
Yeah,
treif. Okay. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's a
where are you?
Rashi.
Oh, one second. Yeah, Rashi, what's
your name?
Well, where's Rashi? Where are you? It's Wachem. Minolat, Svivos, Smichta, Ladofen. That's in French. It's Minol. It's what do you call it? Whatever that means. Okay. So, okay. All right. Now look at Rashi for a second. Let me read Rashi quickly. So Rashi said, Smachim, right? These things are close to the Dofen. Now here's a key linger. Ho the Chazina Bar Riusa, Talina Lamaka Bidida. What does Riusa here mean? What's Riusa? I want to take a shot at that. What's Riusa? You're Riusa.
Like longness.
No, it's an iron, yeah.
Yeah,
great. No, not neighbors. What? Ra'ah. Reish ayin hay. Riusa means there's something, there's bad. Okay, in general, halacha, we say targeted to Riusa means if you have two strikes against you, so this is one strike. This is a strike. If you see tzmachan, that's bad. Okay? It's bad. Meaning what? Meaning that. You'll see. Meaning that, what? Meaning that because I see tzmachim there, what do I assume happened? I assumed there's a hole in what?
The lung.
And then what happens?
It's in the healing process.
And it healed by attaching to the wall. Meaning, there's two possibilities, okay? Come on, let's see what you can deduce from this. There's two possibilities. Either, what happened? Either the lung got injured, there was a hole in the lung, and it connected itself to the wall. What would be the indicator that happened? Tzmachim. Or the other possibility is that the animal got hit, right? The hitting caused some type of like peeling away of the inside muscle. The muscle got injured, right? You'll see. The muscle got injured. Because if that's not the case, how's it gonna, why is he not choshesh then? Who? Yeah. No, I'm trying to help you guys. This is a lot to prepare. No. I'm just saying you can deduce of this. Because the first sheet that holds... You're choshesh only the tzmachim. Why? Rashi says, because if there's tzmachim, what do you assume? The lung got injured. The lung was damaged, right? And that's why there's tzmachim there.
The
But therefore, but if there were no tzmachim there, if there are no pustules there, what do you assume?
There was a hole. Where?
In the wall. That there was some damage to the wall, and the damage to the wall caused it to attach to the lung. Right. I agree, but it got attached to the lung. So again, come on, repeat this to me. You guys have to understand this.
So
what are the two situations?
Either it had a knee given in what?
In the lung. Either there's a hole in the lung, and what happens when there's a hole in the lung? It attaches itself to the wall, right? And that what's the indicator that's true? Smachim. Or what? There's little little ulcerations. It means, you mean why that's the case?
Why is that bad?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. Okay, we have to explain that.
The,
right. Or what's the other possibility?
Right.
Or
less in the ribs,
right?
Some
sort of internal laceration, and the way the cow heals the laceration is to have it attached to the lung. Yeah. So the question
is,
there you go.
The other way it's attached.
So if the side is injured, what would you say?
No problem.
And if the lung is injured? Incorrect.
All right.
Good. And now keep going to the Gemara. A little bit more. Mar Yehuda.
Mar Yehuda.
Not Mar Yehuda. Yeah. Davimi Amar.
What?
Davimi.
Davimi.
Yeah. Mishme Amar Echad Zeh.
Amar Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh.
Choshen La. So what does he say? What? Meaning, I don't care if it's smachim or not. If I see that attachment, what do I say? Treif city, right? Treif city. So again, what's a machlokas? You cannot define this, by the way. There's so many variations in this machlokas; it's astonishing. But right now, what are the facts?
You have two options. Either, I mean, we just said it.
Okay, good. I want to hear it again.
So either
I want you to commit this to memory.
Okay, either the let's say the cow got kicked in the rib, and then there was some type of internal laceration inside the.
You like this, don't you? You like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell.
Which caused the lung to be stuck to the wall, or there was a hole in the lung, which caused.
Okay. Good. So the first shita holds what? Rav Yosef bar Rav Nachman holds what? He holds, if it's a wall problem, kosher. If it's a lung problem, treif. And what does the second shita hold? Avimi. He says, but either way you go, you always assume it's treif.
Why?
That's a great question. That is a great question. Okay. A little more in the Gemara. Hechi of Dinan. Now here's the question. Now let me ask you a question. If I saw this, okay, I open up my cow, how would I able to ascertain? Okay, tzmachim, right? Well, according to the side that holds, either way you go, you're done. Let's assume, I don't want to be a little vague here. Let's say I want to check this to see what's going on. Before you read the Gemara, how would you check?
Again, you take.
No, but let's say without tzmachim. Let's say there's no tzmachim. The guy wants to check. He wants to be bodeh. He wants to. Tzmachim means there's ulcerations. No, how do you check to see if there's a problem here or not? What?
Bubble test.
No, it's coming up, the bubble test.
Why not just look at it and say, oh, is it connected or not?
No, okay. But let's say I see it's connected. I want to know, and there's no tzmachim. I want to do bedika. I want to know.
Come
on, think about it. This is attached to the wall, right?
Is it a circle or a strong connection?
What?
Is it a circle or a strong connection?
No, it's attached to the wall. How would I find out? Come on, think like a surgeon.
Check for bruises around the wall.
But I can't see. Why can't I see what's going on around the wall?
Scar tissue of which one?
Why can't I see what's going on around the wall?
You have to cut it open.
There you go. Well, what do you mean cut open? Not cut open. You're so close.
Sever it.
You sever the attachment very carefully with a sharp knife.
What?
Take a sharp knife.
What is your goal there?
To see the lung and the wall.
What
are you going to see?
If the lung is healed, then you're good.
Go on. So he says, "Hey, Chiyavinan, how do you bodek for this? I'm a Rava. What? You'll see. You want to be bodek. You want to see, is there a hole in the lung or is it a problem in the wall? Right. You can't tell if they're attached to each other. No. No, because it's got filled in by that. No, it's not. No, you're too physically. It's not like a. It's not that solid. It's malleable. It's. No, it was healed. Go on.
I'm a rabbi, Rabin Bar Sheva.
Asperly. So Rabin Bar Sheva, explain to me. Another cameo for Rabin Bar Sheva. You'll see. Hold on. Maitinan.
May
And Rashi explains, what does that mean? It's a knife with a piv chadud v'dak v'chosek yafeh. We're talking about a very fine, thin, sharp knife. Like a scalpel. You take a scalpel, you run it, and you do what with it? Umifrakinanla, which means what? You separate the lung from the wall. Okay? And then you look inside. Iika. If you see, now you look at the wall, and you'll see in the wall, now you'll see if there's an injury. If you see some sort of bruising there, or some type of injury, yes, I know. Then you could say what? You could therefore say the source, exactly. But if you say v'ilo, that's key. But if I don't see something in the wall, what do I have to say? It came from the lung, right? I have to say that. Interesting. Do I have to see a nekev, though? No. 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 Don't. He doesn't say that. V'ilo, right? Machas rehi utrefa. The alpha gav de lo ka mafka zika. Okay? What does that mean? And even though there's no air coming out of the lung, meaning there's no evidence whatsoever of a nekev, done. Okay? Then you say it had to be because of a hole in the lung. Krum. It's like a membrane that we don't rely on a membrane for healing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. These are all great questions. Oh, except for one problem. No. Better. Come on. We just did this. What? Oh, because the sirka would only be a sirka in what situation? Within the lung. As we say, an intra sirka. But is this an intra sirka? No, it's not. There's an attachment. It's not within the lung. It's from the lung to something else. You will. Greatly.
When do we see that it has to be within the lung?
We, now. I know. Now. Slow. I know.
We have to go count.
Oh, can we look at one more point? One point, then we're finished. Yes. You can't. No, you can also see the wall. You do a perfect cut, right? Oh, you mean, what are you looking for? Yes, scar tissues, bruising, something. You'll see something there.
Why
are
you looking for the lung?
Yeah. What?
Why are you looking for the damage to the lung? Why are you looking for the lung?
Great question.
No, because you would.
That's a great question also. You'll see.
Your assumption is that it was a hole in the lung, unless you have evidence otherwise.
Okay, so what you guys are hinting at, which is what I want to do one point in the Gemara, which you're hinting at is a very important point in general, which is that, as you'll see with the way the Gemara operates, I know most people think, play it safe as an approach to taking halacha. As you'll see from this Gemara, far from it. In fact, we strive our best to see that it will be mutter. We don't just assume that it's a problem.
But when you have no other indication.
That's going to be the crux of this entire issue is, how do you define an indication? That's the crux.
Saying,
you don't know right now. You don't know.
In general, if you have no indication that it's mutter, you have to say it.
We shall see.
You have no indication.
But you're hitting on the right point. That's the key to this whole sugya. What's an indicator? What's an indicator for trefa? Okay? Now, there's another way you can check. One way you can check is the old separate out with a scalpel, the lung from the wall. Or, Rav Nechemia Berei Rav Yosef, Badikla.
Bipshuri.
What's Bipshuri? Okay? And it's in the water. You put it in a bucket of water. You blow through the trachea. What? If what? No, so that's not true. No, it won't.
Well,